May the quickening and awakening of consciousness begin with you and your own personal evolution in higher consciousness. Thanks again for listening to Cosmic Love.
Well, howdy, howdy. This is the Cosmic Cowboy with Cosmic Love for December 5th, 2020. It's been about a month since I did a comprehensive review of the news, so I've got five compendiums to discuss today as are archived at HeartCom Network and in the podcast show notes. You can go through those and take an inventory of those, and some of you can pull that up. If you're on a computer, you can pull it up in another window, and you can pause the podcast if you're listening to podcasts. We're doing it live right now, but you can always pause the podcast, and then as you're following the narrative from these five compendiums, you can always pause the podcast and then watch the videos, read the articles. So you have your own custom multimedia show. That's something I'm doing a little bit unique that's kind of different than people that are on a personal computer can open separate windows, can do that. And some of you do and appreciate the option of being able to customize, you might say, your show. So I'll be going into the most recent compendiums first, you know, going back in time to focus on several fronts of the information war we now see in the media. But before I do, I thought I'd give you a heads up on the cosmic weather and the energies I'm channeling in the show today. There's been a powerful grand trine and fire signs going on today with the sun in Sagittarius trine, the moon in Leo, and both the sun and the moon trine Mars in Aries in the 11th house, which has Aquarian universal love attributes. And since my Mars is conjunct the sun in Aries, my personal, you know, chart, and in the 11th house, I've been fired up all day. This astrology, psychology, you know, on earth as in heaven, you know, we're in the universe and the universe is in us. I've been feeling it. So I'll be bringing some cosmic fire to cosmic love today. Now remember that the cosmic law understanding of G-O-D is geometric ordered divinity. And God speaks to man through geometry in the heavens. That resonates on earth in, you know, the earth field and our brain field and our consciousness, you know, as in heaven. So, well, something else is going on today. The planet Venus is in perfect trine with Neptune, which is the higher frequency octave of Venus. And both Venus and Neptune are in harmonious sextile with the transformative Pluto, which speaks to the, you might say, power of love big time. You know, this Venus and Neptune energy, you know, focused on through the sextiles, and it's called an inconjunct, this finger of God, which is going on. And that's something else that's happening with this strong pattern in the heaven. It's actually called the finger of God, and it includes the sextile that I referenced. But there's also a sextile between the Neptune and Pluto as represents the power of deep transformative love, as I mentioned. And that combined energy is focused on the moon in Leo with this finger of God pattern. So if I'm roaring today and, you know, do this presentation with a little intensity, I'm just doing a fast dance of sorts. You know, it's like basically, you know, there's a lot of fiery energy that's kind of like riding a surfboard, keeping your sense of balance when a big wave is taking you for a ride. So I'm going to go into the first compendium now that I just published the other day called the An Important Reality Report on the Election. So this is some food for thought for the truly thoughtful, you might say. And it begins up at the top with what just happened the other day, you know, when Trump addressed the nation on election fraud. Some of you, I'm sure, heard that or saw that or read about it. Mainstream media would not even play it for the public. You know, they basically blacked out the President of the United States when he's talking about what he says is the maybe the most important speech I've ever made. This was his words. He made this previously unannounced, pre-recorded speech on the election. It was released on Facebook, which was interesting. This was on December 2nd. This was 3 days ago in the afternoon. So this has been in the alternative media. This happened, and people go check it out and watch it. But in the mainstream media, they made a point of disappearing him. They didn't want people to see this because what he did, he invoked the foreign interference provision of his 2018 executive order, which authorized military response to cyber warfare, which is what's going on with the cyber hacking of the election. So there's an info war going on between Trump's command of military intelligence, you know, the white hats, and the black hats of the deep state corporatocracy. Now, that includes big tech, big pharma, big media, of course, big banks, and some of the intelligence agencies, you might say, that have gone rogue. I mean, there's like, what, 16 intelligence agencies in government? And these intelligence agencies serve different agencies, but the military intelligence agencies are under Trump. And these are the white hats. And but the deep state corporatocracy, you know, the black hats, they want Trump gone so they can finish the great reset, rebranding of the same old New World Order. You know, it's just same New World Order agenda, different image making called the Great Reset. And I've been reporting on that since last month intensely. Point is that Bill Gates, you might say, is the blackest of the black hats, who is bankrolling big tech, big pharma, big media, in collusion with the military-industrial contractors under Warp Speed. You know, the Operation Warp Speed, deployment of nanoparticle-laced vaccines that will interact with 5G to morph our DNA and steal our humanity with an artificial intelligence transhumanist agenda. And their intention to keep that moving forward is by stealing the election to get Trump out of the way. And an example of that I give in the blog, and this is the first blog I'm referring, came out a couple of days ago, called Election Fraud. And the example I give is an article called Microsoft's Election Guard, quote-unquote Election Guard software, is a Trojan horse for takeover of American elections. So this is from Natural News about a week ago. It explained that in May 2019, Microsoft announced the release of a new software program called Election Guard that the company claimed would protect American elections against interference. The true purpose, however, of Election Guard was to steal re-election in 2020 from President Trump under duress by way of the Bill Gates biosecurity state. The Gates biosecurity state was the subject of an amazing video done by James Corbett on the Corbett Report, called COVID 9/11, from Homeland Security to Biosecurity. So the biosecurity state, you know, in the name of security, in the name of health, this lockdown that we're seeing all over the world, there's great video on that, the whole backstory on it, from Homeland Security 9/11 to COVID 9/11 biosecurity. You know, the whole agenda now is biosecurity. So good video on that, and that's the backstory. And there's an article that I've included here that references the Gates agenda, and it's called A Final Solution for Overpopulation. So the quote-unquote final solution to COVID-19 and overpopulation, according to Bill Gates, is a vaccine. Now, Gates is not a doctor, nor is he a health scientist. Mr. Gates has conflict of interest that are obviously showing. As Moderna, you know, the vaccine Moderna that's coming out, Gates is a co-investor with Dr. Fauci in the Moderna vaccine. And Gates' eugenicist father officiated Planned Parenthood. I think he was the national coordinator in the Northwest. But anyway, that organization, Planned Parenthood, favored infanticide, especially in developing countries and black communities. And Gates has lectured extensively on the use of vaccinations to reduce global populations. That controverts Gates' claim that vaccines will secure the human race. His money, Gates' money, buys a lot of propaganda, vaccines, and political support for his depopulation agenda. Now, according to Gates, 15% of the world's population can be reduced by way of vaccinations. And this is what he said when he lectured at a TED conference. So the final solution to overpopulation and COVID-19 are one and the same, according to Gates. His propaganda belies the genocide committed by Microsoft's predecessor in interest, IBM, whose Nazi partners, scientists, and eugenicists administered the Third Reich, the World War II Holocaust, and victim tracking using computer punch cards linked to numbered tattoos on prisoners' arms. Of course, all that tracking technology is in the new vaccines that they're pushing. Today, that crude Holocaust technology used by Hitler is succeeded, you might say, by Silicon Valley's most advanced data mining, 5G wireless communications, cloud computing technologies, nanoparticle-laced vaccines with aluminum that resonates with 5G, and the AI agenda. So we see the rise of the biosecurity state with billionaire investors and genetic biotechnology advertising their computers, online services, 5G, the transhumanism movement, and cloud computing administration, and they're calling it the fourth industrial revolution. But actually, it's more accurately the rise of the Fourth Reich. Now, to conclude otherwise, when you look at everything as Gates is doing, is recklessly ignorant, negligent, or complicit in the genocide. So the whole world is watching this drama unfold. I mean, this is Aquarian Spring, you know, the 10 years kickoff initiating the Aquarian Age. And it's all going global. The global internet offers instant everywhere and interactive worldwide consciousness of the global pandemic with global economic devastation caused by corporate globalists who do not honor constitutional sovereignty. So enlightened netizens worldwide, you know, citizens on the net, are witnessing a mind-numbing combination of election fraud, medical tyranny, and unabashed media bias. So at this point in this blog, I have a video by Steve Pesnik. Pesnik. He is, you might say, commander of the White Hats in military intelligence. He's one of the spokespersons for the White Hats in military intelligence. And the article is called Cyber Command Forensics Expose that the Election Fraud Sting Operation is Going Well. Now, this is entirely blacked out in lamestream media. So here's this article. It's a video, and it's about 36 minutes long, and it's really got some brilliant insights on what's going on with this information warfare. I mean, Trump gives in his presentation, the talk he gave, the 46-minute talk here a couple days ago, he gives the overview of some of the basics, but Pesnik goes deep into what's going on behind the scenes with the deep state, you know, and this sting operation. Now, I've talked about this over the last month, about a month ago in particular, there was a sting operation going on that the Democrats were were basically being documented to all the different types of election fraud that they've been doing, the cyber warfare, the fact that a lot of the influence has been going, connected to servers, computer servers that are processing the data from the elections outside of the United States, in Frankfurt, Germany, where the servers are, and that a CIA faction had those servers. Now, there's been special forces that have gone in and taken those servers. There was a gunfight. A key officer in a raid was killed of the White Hats. I mean, there's actually, this is the kind of warfare that's going on. Pesnik talks about it in the video here. He goes into the behind-the-scenes stuff going on that we're really talking about a massive sting operation against the deep state fraudsters, you know, those who manipulated the election. And, I mean, and basically, all media sedition aside, because the media, mainstream media, I refer to it as the lamestream media, has really come out just complete denial of there being any election fraud, there being any information. I mean, it's just blanket denial, and to the point where they would actually censor the President of the United States with a message to the American people, talking 46 minutes, saying it's perhaps the most important speech he's ever made. And this is how far it's gone, folks. I mean, we're talking about, when I say info war, information war, there are skirmishes going on, like I say, you know, seizing the computer servers that was processing the vote data in Frankfurt, Germany. And the story of this, several articles on it. One article that was excellent was here at December 1st, about 5 days ago. It's called Cyber Warfare. Two three-star generals call it treason and explain that Kraken is a crack military intelligence team. And this crack military intelligence team is getting the goods, documenting the fraud, documenting the what's been going on with the vote flipping and all kinds of other cyber warfare. So I have a really good article by Martin Gates, and I'm going to give an excerpt from it called The Digital Coup and the Great Exposure. The point here being, if it looks like a coup and smells like a coup and it's acting like a coup, it's probably a coup, and he just comes right out and says it. He says that this Martin Gates, he says the unavoidable picture that is emerging is one of a digital coup. The rogue intelligence agencies in the U.S. and elsewhere had perfected a toolkit for color revolutions. So this thing of color revolutions, this has been going on in Europe, in Ukraine, and there's different sponsors from the deep state that have been behind these color revolutions. And this includes sophisticated election hacking designed to deliver the desired result in a highly plausible manner. The Dominion voting solution, the Dominion voting machines, was not for vote counting, but for election fraud by design. They were designed that way. They're programmed that way. They collected hundreds of millions of dollars from different candidates around the United States, not just presidential. They've been doing this for the last several elections, where they collect hundreds of millions of dollars to rig the election. This has been going on, and I've been documenting that in some of the different articles over the last month. If you want to do a deep dive into it and go into it, there's the links in the show notes. So over the next 2 weeks, and this is, again, still reading from the article, the awful truth about the recent U.S. election and the attempted theft of the presidency from the people will become impossible to ignore. The Director of National Intelligence is tasked with delivering his assessment of the integrity of the election within 45 days. Excuse me. The deadline being December 18th. Other lawsuits and events are progressing in the interim. These tools were deployed against the U.S. population in an illegal act of war. There is evidence of involvement by both China and Iran. And I'll be referencing one article that China put $400 million into the financing of the Diebold rigging through a Swiss bank. It went back into to Diebold's coffers. Diebold's coffers, not Diebold. I'm talking about Dominion. Dominion's coffers, Dominion voting machines. So this is a critical article that I explain in detail about what was going on with the influence of China. Okay, I had to get a little drink there. So any other powers may be exposed, you know, foreign powers, including supposed allies. If the Russiagate precedent tells us anything, you know, if it tells us anything, of course, it was proven to be a hoax as far as Trump goes, but the influence of foreign countries in our election, not just this year, but previously, is starting to come out. This is a huge issue, folks. So, one of the key features that they're finding out with this cyber, what do they call it, cyber analysis, you know, when they do a analysis of what's actually going on, forensics they call it. One of the things they found out is that the enormous Trump landslide was outside of the range that the fraud systems were configured for. In other words, they had algorithms, you know, to manipulate the votes, all kinds of ways they did this. And this is going to be coming out. You're going to be hearing about this over the next couple of weeks. So because it kind of, you might say, it overamped the algorithms. It was outside the range that they could configure for. It caused a kind of a panic insertion of fake paper ballots and extreme and obvious levels of digital vote switching. And this has all been documented now. The analysis, the sworn affidavits, they've got all kinds of records regarding this. So we are already witnessing the run-up to the disclosure of fraud and foreign interference prior to the December 14th Electoral College vote. Now, I'm still reading from this article, actually. Fraud vitiates everything and annuls the Biden candidacy. Foreign interference makes this a matter of military law. You're going to be hearing a lot about, since this is, and this was the whole point in Trump's speech the other day. This is the point that foreign interference, there was a provision in his 2018 executive order that authorized military response to cyber warfare. Trump saw this coming. He did an executive order back in 2018 regarding foreign interference. And this is a huge issue that's going to end up in military courts, military tribunals. The point being is that you're going to see a mass treason event and huge numbers of people brought to justice. This wasn't really an election. It was a military intelligence sting operation against a corrupt establishment. Now, the videos I'm providing here go into that, and the article links go into that, but this is the major point. It was a military intelligence sting operation against a corrupt establishment. Now, obviously there was Democratic corruption, but turns out that there's Republican corruption also. You're not hearing about that much from the alternative media and from the Trump camp, but there's our Republicans that wanted to have the elections rigged and paid for it, from what it's being indicated, that there was rigging going on with both, you know, with governors. Now, I've heard about that. I haven't seen any evidence of that yet, but the point is, you know, there's corruption both sides of the aisle, has been for a long time. And what's coming out is that a lot of the Republicans don't want this, Republican senators don't want the big investigation, because the indication is that they don't want it because, you know, these rhinos, the Republican in name only, is because they're corrupt and they don't want it being exposed. If the paper trail, you know, comes to their door, they don't want to, you know, so they're trying to sweep this thing under the rug and just saying, you know, just let's get on with, you know, a Biden presidency. I mean, for Republicans to say that, you almost have to know that they've been bought off or compromised, blackmailed or whatever. So the controlled mass media is deliberately pushing a desperate false narrative to cover for their own criminality. They continue to say no evidence of fraud, and that all fraud allegations are unsubstantiated. Even as that hard evidence mounts up in court filings and open source intelligence analysis. So there are numerous districts that have also been found, you know, we're talking about state districts across the country that have, especially in the contested states, that have more votes than voters. Now, that's, of course, not possible. The only way that's possible is that with election fraud, if there's more votes than there are voters. Yet the big lie in mainstream media is so big and so bold and so often told that many well-meaning people just believe it. You know, kind of a mass psychosis, like good sheeple led over a cliff by wolves in sheep's clothing. So, final part of this article I've been reading from is a quote that says, "You have been hoodwinked by a system of social engineering that was covertly established mainly after the 1963 de facto coup following the assassination of President Kennedy, an installation of a permanent criminal shadow government, which is the deep state." So that article is continued by Martin Gibbs, "The Digital Coup and the Great Exposure." It's all coming out, folks. Now, I finished that up with more on this Operation Warp Speed, you know, the rapid deployment of the vaccines. And the first one's a really good article from the Rutherford organization. "Warp Speed Ahead, COVID-19 Vaccines Pave the Way for a New Frontier in Surveillance." Like it or not, the COVID-19 pandemic, with its veiled threat of forced vaccinations, contact tracing, and genetically encoded vaccines, is propelling humanity at warp speed into a whole new frontier, a surveillance matrix, the likes of which we've only previously encountered in science fiction. Another article, Technocracy News from December 2nd, "Operation Warp Speed, Your One-Way Ticket to Total Surveillance." Quote, "Incredibly precise tracking systems, very active pharmacovigilance surveillance system," unquote. These are not idle words, but express a decades-old plan to track and monitor every person on Earth. The COVID vaccine will open the door into a surveillance nightmare worthy of 1984. That's the introduction by the Technocracy News editor. The next article, same subject. This is the headline. "Is the Great Reset really designed to advance transhumanism at warp speed?" This is from December 2nd, the New American magazine. And the whole article goes into this great reset transhumanism, merging man and machine, which is really the whole point of corrupting the DNA of humanity through a vaccine with aluminum nanoparticles that provide like an antenna in the body for 5G and all kinds of carrier waves and frequencies that will virtually mechanize, robotize humans, you know, to do the bidding of or be influenced by and either comply with the deep state, or they'll either be shut down, weakened, sickened, killed. I mean, I've heard the full range articles about this. It's terrifying to think that this is giving power of our bodies over to power elite potentates who are freaking ethical infants. So, yeah, I mean, this is, I'm going to get fired up on something and really get on the edge of being angry or whatever. I'd like to think it's righteous anger because we're talking about the end of humanity as we know it. So this is a serious issue. There's another article here. U.S. and U.K. governments to deploy cyber warfare weapons against anyone questioning the propaganda about COVID-19 vaccines. This is about a week ago, Natural Life News, and here's a quote from that article. Quote, British and American state intelligence agencies are, quote, weaponizing troops to quash vaccine hesitancy as both nations prepare for mass inoculations. In a recently announced cyber war to be commanded by artificial intelligence-powered arbiters of truth against information sources that challenge official narratives. That's a mouthful. Basically, what it's saying is that there are intelligence agencies, call them rogue intelligence agencies. They're not under the White Hat. These are Black Hat agencies that are, again, in the orb of the Black Hat, Bill Gates, Big Pharma, Big Media, big, you might say, big control interests that really want to hold the line on what I call the 5D evolution, revolution, revelations that are the cusp of Aquarius, to bring in Aquarian age of light and love, of, you know, freedom in love. I mean, you know, so all the dark side, deep state energies, I mean, as the light surges, the dark side purges, but a wholly new energy of conscious evolution is emerging. So we're really talking about 5D, fifth dimensional higher consciousness, versus 5G. 5G with the carrier frequencies that will resonate with the aluminum nanoparticles that they're injecting into people with the vaccines that can then be carry frequencies into the body through 5G that actually have an influence with different frequencies with controlling humanity, whereby we lose our soul connection with the higher 5D energies. And to cut us off from basically a global revolution in higher consciousness, this is like their last stop measure to keep people, the public worldwide, going to a higher consciousness that checks and balances and challenges, you know, the deep state, dark side of the force, you might say. And we're at that critical point. We wake up, wise up, and rise up, you know, with basically enlightened self-interest for self-correcting, self-elevation of a salvation nature, you know, basically with higher consciousness and, you know, wisdom of the crowd as far as empowering, you know, collective wisdom with love. Of course, I've been talking about it on my radio show for 12 years now as far as a higher understanding of love as a language of consciousness for involving and evolving our individual and collective conscience with a capital C. Excuse me, I'm going to get heated up here. I've been fired up all day, but this kind of stuff is, this is the issue. You know, it's really, we're going to have a revolution in higher consciousness, or else we're going to be stuck in negativity, S-I-N, stuck in negativity and kicking at the pricks as far as misqualified energies, you know, that are asserting themselves like an ego out of control that wants everyone to be as miserable as they are. So what do? They're fearing the end of their existence and their control over humanity, and they want everyone to be as miserable as they are. So they're interjecting and projecting their fear in the media incessantly. So the fear porn basically kind of paralyzes people, you know, to where they get along by going along, you know, like submissive, like sheeple over the cliff, you know, led by the wolves in sheep's clothing. And, you know, it's almost like that, you know, that this is a existential crisis for humanity. You know, it's just, and so goes America largely, you know, the I am race, the key word for America, if you scramble the letters as an anonym, is the I am race, and globally. And this is a defining, you know, it's like cosmic war has come to the earth, and heaven and earth are, you know, basically struggling right now. And of course, in the larger scheme of things, you know, light will prevail. But in the meantime, you know, we're in the trenches, and if you turn on the boob tube, or if you turn on, you know, most mainstream radio stations, like national propaganda radio, I mean NPR, then all you hear is like the one-sided, just basically fear porn, and with messages inserted, you know, like to be safe, to be healthy, take that vaccine, you know, we have a choice, you know, when you know better, you can do better, and to realize, you know, that this is, you know, this is something that the public worldwide has to wake up, wise up, and rise up, you know, basically, and just claim the victory of, you know, this far and no further. You know, this is just freaking crazy, realize that there's no safe vaccine. This one has been pushed through. The reason they're pushing it through without the safety studies that they usually do is they don't want people to know that this is dangerous and that a lot of people are going to die from this vaccine. Of course, what they'll say is they're having another wave of COVID when people start dying from the vaccine. This is their MO, their method of operation. So, like I say, I'm getting a little fired up. I'm starting to hit my pace here. And if you want to get more insight on this big picture, this piece I just sent out, there's a Health Ranger report. It's a situation update from December 3rd. Now, this is just the other day. And he references, you know, from the beginning, well, about 7.5 minutes, he talks about Trump's speech. And this is Mike Adams. Mike Adams, I mean, he's a white hat. He's a good guy. I've been following him off and on because I'm a holistic health guy. I've had 4 holistic health centers over the last 40 years. Well, Mike Adams, what he's doing, I mean, if I was like 30, 40 years younger, I'd be doing what Mike Adams pretty much is doing. Mike is an Eagle Scout. I'm an Eagle Scout. You know, we have this our thing of trustworthy, loyal, helpful, friendly, courteous, kind, obedient, cheerful, thrifty, brave, clean, and reverent, basically. I was 14 years in uniform, but it was Scout uniforms, you know, like Cub Scouts, Boy Scouts, Explorers. Because of that, I wasn't going to Vietnam. I was in uniform enough, and I was providing alternative service at that time, and I have an article on that called On the Path, of the service I've been into since then after I had a classic case of cosmic consciousness. That's another story for another day. I have links to it in my articles. If you do read my material, these blogs in their entirety, and I'm going to go back to the last one that was done here just this last week, on November 30th. Yeah, that was about a week ago, back at the full moon in Gemini. Now, I have Gemini rising in my astrology psychology, and so I really kind of got into more in-depth understanding, insight, and outlook for understanding the overview of what's going on. And I did a compendium, a reference to the how November has been an incredible month. This last month, I did 7 compendiums over the month. And basically, my point was that, and I referenced them in this last blog, what I'm referring to, the reality report, back, 2020 vision for 2020, it's kind of the big picture overview. I looked at this last month, and it was like a preview of November. And I go into the battle for the soul of the Republic, and this process of waking up, wising up, and rising up, and claiming the victory of the angels. And I referenced, my last radio show I had with David Lewis, and it was all about the angels, book of angels. Like he says, something like 700 downloads, dictations. They call them heart streams. He says over the years, and I've seen him do videos of these, and where they usually almost all these angel presentations in the book, and I'll be getting into that at the end of this article here. I referenced the book, Angels, 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 Messages from for Today from Heavenly Friends. And I'm kind of getting ahead of myself when I reference that. That's the bottom line in this compendium, this last one I did about a week ago. And I do that, for balance, because you can't be talking about how bad things are without going into how good things can be. And how good things are. I mean, it's the understanding that in the larger cosmic scheme of things, everything's in divine order. It always has been, as it was in the beginning, as now and ever shall be. There's divine order in the universe. Call it geometrically ordered divinity or cosmic love or heart coherence or the light of God that always prevails. Or, the point is that the high state naturally neutralizes the dark side deep state. And all the stuff that's going on with the vote rigging, the hacking of the election, and then lying, the media lying to the American people about it, that's just, that's part of the drama. Light brings up all unlike itself, and there's just a confrontation where light meets darkness. It's bringing light to dark places. You're going to have some wailing and gnashing of teeth, and this is what we're seeing. And so this is the battle for the soul of the Republic. And it's really for the battle for the soul of humanity. And right now we're in December. We've arrived at Christ Mass season, Christmas season, Christ Mass consciousness. The fulfillment of the year is Christ Mass consciousness. Every year, the fulfillment, the 12 o'clock line of the clock, the victory line of the clock, we have Christ Mass season. And either we come into unity to ratify high state law and order, or we will be divided and conquered by the deep state with social distancing divided, and we'll be divided from social justice until we have abject tyranny. So the victory over tyranny, the victory over dark side, deep state, vote rigging, COVID medical tyranny, all the stuff that we're seeing, it just goes with the territory. But point is, this is a choice time. This is if the public doesn't mobilize with a high state of conscience, the illusion of tyranny as normal will persist. And you notice they keep these lockdowns coming in cycles. They want us to get used to lockdown, psychological lockdown as well as physical lockdown. Wear that mask, comply, be obedient, get used to that, that you're no longer owning and controlling your own business, your own life, your own health. Let the state do that. Just get along by going along. Tyranny as normal. If we don't mobilize with a higher state of consciousness to neutralize this dark side, deep state dysfunction and tyranny, we will never have free and open, honest elections again. So this is the choice. This is the time. This is the drama that we're seeing. I mean, was the election hacked by Dominion voting machines? Did you know that Eric Coomer, the Dominion's voting machine, the head of product and strategy, has disappeared? Representatives from Dominion also did not attend a court hearing in Pennsylvania on November 19th. Dominion's U.S. headquarters in Denver was also suddenly closed and moved away. Their employees deleted their names from LinkedIn. These are people on the run. They're caught. They've been nabbed. They realize that it was a sting operation. They're disappearing. So here's an article from December 1st from Summit News. The headline was, Dominion Voting Systems has financial ties to the Chinese government, according to filings. This is the article I was referring to. An investigation into SEC filings has revealed that the firm which owns Dominion Voting Systems received $400 million from a Swiss bank account funded by communist Chinese government and Chinese companies before the election. This is cyber warfare interfering with the American elections. Now you now know why martial law, military law, is taking over this process, because it's cyber warfare and because the president himself 2 years ago did an executive order saying that there's interference with the government's external, you know, there will be, you know, martial law consequences. So the proof is in. The election was stolen. This is an article by Paul Craig Roberts, which I've followed over the years. He's almost always spot on. And he says, I quote, I have read enough of the fraud reports, the affidavits, and statements from election security and forensic experts to be comfortable in my conclusion that the election was stolen. Here's another really good article following that called Open Letter to Patriots Everywhere by John Rappaport. This is about a week and a half ago, 2 weeks ago. And cutting to the bottom line, what John is saying, and this is a brilliant article, highly recommend people read this if they get a chance. There's no state of emergency that justifies sweeping away Americans' basic freedoms. No war, natural, or man-made disaster. No state of emergency justifies sweeping away our basic freedoms. This is the whole point. And there's an article related to this which is really, really good also. It's a timely must-read from AmericanThinker.com by Jay Valentine, Data Science and Electoral College to the Rescue. So the Electoral College is the last chance to stop the presidential election from going off a cliff. Many Americans who never had a civics class are learning about the Electoral College, which they are coming to realize may be James Madison's do-over button for times just like these. And if you're under 35, Madison was a president. I guess a lot of people over 35 don't know that, but they don't, you know, the public school system doesn't teach history like it used to. They don't teach civics like they used to. So the point is that without the Constitution as the standard for the rule of law, we now see the chaos order, from chaos to order dialectic of the corporatocracy, a form of fascism, which is combined with Marxist communist socialism. We're talking about the capitalist communist. It's not a conspiracy, it's a fact. You know, the fascism in conjunction with Marxist communist socialism, which is basically tyranny for the greater good of all. You know, like for the greater good of all, we lock things down for our health. This is like Marxist communist socialism. It's not based on science. It's based on control. For the greater good of all, they use that terms, you know, like socialism, communism, in the name of the greater good. We're basically going to have tyranny. So if you look at China, what's been going on in China, look at the facial recognition and social credit scoring system in China. In the name of safety, they've given up freedom. I mean, and this is, they're exporting it now. Australian government is already rolling out this technology in major cities without its citizens' knowledge. So perhaps it's only a matter of time before Australia goes full China and implements its own version of social credit. Now, this whole social credit system and social credit scoring is all tied to security and finances, and you can't buy and sell without your chip or your card or your credit system and your social credit, which monitors and controls everybody. I mean, a social credit system is the kind of system that would say in America, if you want to get your $1,500 economic boost for the month, for the end of the year, then you got to have your vaccine. That's how social credit scoring works. For the good of the society, for the good of the economy, yes, we can provide money for you, but you've got to take your vaccines. I mean, this is where it could be going. This is how they work insidiously. In different articles, I've seen this last month, they're talking about different airlines and different places that if you don't have your vaccine card, you don't fly. Some airlines have already started this, but this is the way that works. Eventually, you'll get to the point that, you know, if you want to buy food, you got to have your card. If you want to buy a house, if you want to travel, you got to show your papers. You got to show your vaccine papers, and your social credit scores all tied to that. I mean, this is where it's going, folks. It's really self-evident if we don't do something different, if we don't challenge it, if we don't wake people up, if we don't share the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, soon enough, fast enough, you know, more easier and faster, more light and love. That's where it's going. I'm not going to have a chance to get into these other articles. Like I say, I've archived them on the page. I've pretty much given the keynotes that are a function of the previous compendiums. And these last two are kind of the key points. This last one, the reality report I did back at the end of November, which was kind of a summary of the whole month of November and a reference that has links to all the articles I did in November. So I'm going to be finishing up with that. And the way I finished that article, I talked about, and there was an article by several articles I wanted to reference. One was by Natural Life News, Mike Adams, Natural News. He did a health report on the crisis with two videos. One's on the art of war, and it's a really good situation update on the election fraud and the processes for prosecuting the perverse power elite perpetrators. And we're talking about, you know, exposing a virtual plot out of hell we find ourselves in. And people worldwide are getting outraged over the tyranny tactics, of power elite potentates who are ethical infants. So I'm going to finish up with one of these articles by John Rappaport, who's, again, a brilliant journalist on what's going on. It's called Rebellion Rising, The People Have Had Enough. Large anti-lockdown protests are sweeping across Europe. Denmark, France, Germany, Italy, the UK, Poland. The media are trying to put a lid on the coverage of these worldwide momentous events. I mean, for God's sake, the media even censored President Trump giving a 46-minute presentation to the nation that he says is perhaps the most important speech he's ever made. And they censored him. So, I mean, it's out of control. So let's claim the victory, jump back to the positive. 9 good reasons for a global revival with rising up of the Alliance Now. Now, this is a call to all light workers, light bearers, dream weavers, love makers, and conscientious devotees of the sacred path. And I talk about 9 good reasons for ascension. And there's some 7 inspiring videos of these 9 good reasons. It's a link. You can watch the videos, basically just, you know, get some positive, you know, understanding of the ascension into the fifth dimension. You know, with love is the golden rule, the language of the angels and the angles, you know, geometric order of divinity. It follows that the whole Holy Spirit of love and action will naturally involve and evolve, or otherwise culture, social media with social conscience, through a universal interface for global unity whereby Aquarian love rules. This universal interface is the hardware cyber ethics web 3.0. I've been writing about that a lot. I have links on that. You can read about that. I finished up this last reality report, again, with the Cosmic Love Show interview I did with David Christopher Lewis on calling in the angels. And as a long-time practicing metaphysician, I was fascinated by the understanding of David's book on the whole section in the part 1 on the 9 choirs of the angels. Also finished up that reality report with an intense heart stream dictation message from Archangel Michael. It's called Michael's Blessing. Archangels Michael and Faith descend into the earth with many legions of angels who come into the homes of light bearers to seal them in faith, hope, love, and protection from disharmony and the feeling of being burdened at this time. In other words, keep the faith, folks. See the good. Make it so. We're winning from the beginning with a vision of virtue and valor and victory. So happy trails to you until we meet again. Bye for now.
May the quickening and awakening of consciousness begin with you and your own personal evolution in higher consciousness. Thanks again for listening to Cosmic Love.